Brian, you've had an exciting off season. So what did you spend on after you signed your extension with the New York Jets?
Shoot. Actually, me and my fiance, soon to be wife, we're looking at homes prior back home in Ohio. And obviously once I re-signed, you know, it was a little more stability. And I was able to purchase a home back there, so it was kind of, that was kind of my purchase.
You had an off-season shoulder procedure. How's the rehab going, and
Great.
Where are you at right now?
Yeah, I'm about 85% or so. It's been tough, you know. It was tough the first month or so, but, you know, I'm doing well with JML. I actually worked out in Kent, and I did some rehab there, but it's going good.
What are you able to do outside on the field right now? Because it's phase two of the off-season workout program. So how would you explain that to folks? Because you got a new offensive coordinator, new terminology with John Morton.
Right, yeah. So right now it's more of a learning process. This phase two, we're on the field. We're in the meeting rooms for 45 minutes, and we're on the field for 45 minutes. And pretty much, you know, we can't go against each other. We're just going against trash cans or the air. And really just learning new things, you know, working together. You know, as far as our calls are sort of the same, but when it comes down to the plays, you know, it's all different. So, you know, everyone's learning together, you know, snap counts and all that. So it's a process.
So looking to your left now, how different does it feel? Because in one respect, you played with Nick Mangold since you were a kid, but at the same time, you played with Wesley then the last season.
Correct, yeah. You know, it's different. You know, I came in here with Nick Mangold. You know, he kind of took me under his wing, and same with DeBrickishaw. You know, it's one of those things where you hate to see him go, you know. He's taught me so much, and, you know, I've always looked up to him. You know, when I was in college and in high school, he was the guy I was watching on the field. So coming in here and playing with him is, like, real surreal. But, you know, I understand the business part of it, and playing with Wesley, you know, it's great. You know, he's learning, you know, I'm learning, we're learning together, so it's good.
Do you view yourself as now a leader, and is that something that you embrace? Because, like you said, you're not the young guy in there
right.
anymore. You've
right.
been here for a few years, and you know you're going to be around here coming in the future.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a hoorah guy, but, you know, I'm going to lead by example. I'm going to, you know, show these guys how we do things, and, you know, I'm going to show everything on the field. And, you know, I definitely feel like I've fallen into that role, you know, like you said, because I am the older guy now, with, you know, along with James and all that. So I understand the responsibilities, and, you know, like I said, I've learned from Nick and I learned from Brick, so I get it.
You and James, what is the potential there for you guys moving ahead?
We want to be a duo, you know. We want to be one of the best guard duos in the NFL. And I think that's possible. And, you know, me and him push each other on and off the field. You know, we're trying to get better in the classroom, you know, on the field, in the weight room even. And we just want to continue to grow.
The arm was good enough to throw out the first pitch at the Indians game.
Sure
was it
was.
A strike?
Yes. You know, when I told them, I was like, I don't know where this ball is going to go, so I want you to scoot back a little bit. So I had, you know, I got it over the plate, but it kind of bounced, you know, once it got over there. But I got it there.
You'll take it.
Yeah, it was good.
Thanks, Brian.
Yep, thank you.